فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Hello, good day everyone. Welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio. In today's episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please stay tuned.
یکی از آموزه‌های مکتب حضرت سیدالشهدا آموزه تحمل جهل انسان.
One of the teachings of the school of Sayyid Shuhada Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is the teaching of tolerating human ignorance and forbearance in the face of human folly and ignorance. That which in the language of our religious literature is called helm, forbearance or clemency. May God have mercy on the late Hussein ibn Nasr al-Halwani, one of the great Imami scholars of the 5th century AH, a student of the late Sayyid al-Murtada, a student of Alam al-Huda. He wrote a noble book called Nuzhatun Nadhir wa Tanbihul Khatir, a very concise and very beneficial book. The late Haji Nuri, in the conclusion of Mustadrakul Wasail, says, a book small in volume, but great in stature. Do not look at its small size, its weight, its credibility is very great. In this book, he narrates from Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this expression. He said, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him, stated, indeed, forbearance is an adornment. Forbearance and tolerance are adornment for you human beings. Zina means beauty.
قرآن کریم می‌فرماید ولا یبدین زینتهن.
The noble Quran states, and let them not display their adornment. That is, a Muslim woman should not reveal her beauty. Or it says, and let them not strike their feet so that what they hide of their adornment becomes known. A Muslim woman should not move in such a way that her beauty becomes apparent to non-mahram men. When you put a ring on your hand, they say you have adorned yourself because the ring beautifies your hand. When someone applies kohl to their eyes, they say they have adorned themselves because it beautifies the eyes. These adornments are material, limited, and temporary. One should not be deluded by them nor rely on them. As the late Mullah Ahmad Naraghi said, do not be deluded by your wealth and your beauty, for the former can be taken in a night and the latter consumed by a fever.
Hello.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for staying tuned with the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Tabatabai Nejad. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all, and goodbye.